Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Good morning to you. It is a Monday. What are the chances it could be a marvelous Monday and not a manic Monday? Maybe that's to be the goal. Except, I know for me, it's a training Monday, which means, when I wake up, it's one of those quick turnarounds. Down some coffee, try to shake the cobwebs out, answer a few emails and text messages, and then get the running sneakers on and get out the door.
You gotta sleep fast.
No. Mondays are not a day for sleeping fast. I'm going to sleep slow on Monday, but it doesn't mean I'm going to opt out of the running. I may run slow as well, but I got to get it done because there is a half marathon not even a month away, and I am not ready. I don't know what I was thinking. Even when there's not snow on the ground, it's so cold out, and there's a ton of rain actually this week in the forecast for my neighborhood, which means Monday it is. Monday training run it is. So it's going to be a marvelous Monday.
We make no excuses. We seek no comfort.
All right. All right. That's not the way to motivate me. It's going to be a motivational Monday. How about that? I don't know why I said asper. Asper is not a word. Aspen.
Aspirate.
Let's not do that on the air.
No, wouldn't be good.
I somehow got my syllables jumbled up, which does tend to happen on a Monday morning, especially when I worked actually a good portion of the weekend. I'm not complaining, only pointing out a fact that by filling in for Zach Gelb on Friday afternoon, my weekend started 12 hours later. By the time I got out of New York City and away from CBS Sports Radio headquarters and got home, it was 7:30 at night, which, no joke, is usually when I'm going to bed on a Friday. No, that's not true. But I'm usually wiped out by 7:30 on a Friday evening, Eastern time. So I was completely flipped upside down. And then Saturday, worked all day, worked a good portion of the day, by volunteering at a college media conference with about 1,000 students from all over the country. And unbeknownst to me, I was the only panelist on the two sessions that they had me signed up for. I was just the one. I was the one panelist. I really hope the students weren't disappointed. Where is the rest of the panel? And I'm still wondering whether you can call it a panel. Is it even a panel if there's only one peep up on the panel? If that's it, there's one peep at the table, is that a panel?
It's just a pan.
It's just a pan. It's just a person. And by the way, peeps were had on Sunday morning at church with my fourth and fifth graders. So two things that happened. Yeah, we were playing peep games. I don't design the games. My partner in this particular Sunday school venture, Heather, she comes up with all the games. But they had plastic bags, and they were essentially using those plastic bags as large trampolines for their peeps. And so they were bouncing the peeps up and down, trying to catch them and make sure they didn't fall off the side of the trampoline. They were in pairs. And then they were trying to hop like bunnies with their peeps and not lose their peeps on the ground. Some of the kids ate their peeps, but some of the boys even. This is how you know it's super gross. If the boys say they threw their peeps in the trash because they'd hit the ground too many times. Well, we meet in a gym, so they'd hit the gym floor too many times. So that was kind of funny. But then, so that was one thing. There's a bunch of kids that are all excited about peeps. They only got one peep because there weren't enough peeps to go around. But then there's this other little girl. Well, two little girls. I love them dearly. I've had them since kindergarten. They wouldn't talk to me then. Now they're in fifth grade and they're adorable. Addie and Audrey, best friends from birth. Anyway, one of them has every food allergy known to humankind. She can't eat anything. And peeps are included in that.
What?
She cannot eat peeps.
Marshmallow?
Yeah, she has gluten-free marshmallow, apparently. But gluten-free and maybe sugar-free, I don't know. And I said, how do they taste? Well, they taste like marshmallows to me, because those are the only ones she's ever had, right? But then so her best friend is Addie, and Addie promptly pipes up with this. Well, my parents won't let me eat peeps. And I said, oh, why? The dye, it causes cancer.
Oh.
This is a fifth grader. Anyway, I can neither confirm nor deny that that's an accurate report. I have no idea if the science backs that up. I just know that the two of them, between one with food allergies and the other one who says her parents won't let her eat them because they cause cancer, or the dye causes cancer. I had to talk to them separately, and they didn't really do any games. They played with some scooters. That was pretty much
Can't even touch the peep?
No, no.
Can't get any of the dye
on me. Can't touch the peeps. The dye might wear off.
I've heard that about Skittles, but...
But actually, the one girl who's highly allergic, I mean, we have to be careful with her. And a lot of the games that Heather comes up with do involve food. It maybe not eating it, but for instance, cereal. They'll make beaded necklaces with different cereal, right?
Can't eat cereal?
No, she's allergic to... everything, including gluten.
Wow.
Most cereals have gluten. Mm-hmm. Not all, but a lot of them do. Anyway, so we're really careful with her, but now her best friend is going to show us solidarity. Well, I won't eat the peeps either because they cause cancer. I shouldn't laugh about that. It's not funny, except that aren't peeps kind of a global business this time of the year?
Oh, they're huge.
Right.
They've been around for, gosh, as long as I can remember.
How long since you've eaten a peep?
It's been, I don't like them, to be honest. They're pretty horrendous.
Yeah, tasting. They are. They're way too sweet for me.
They're horrible.
And I actually like marshmallows, though I can only eat really one or two marshmallows at a time. I could do s'mores and have like two or three s'mores, and that's pretty much it. But I haven't had a peep in at least 15 years because they, to me, first of all, what's their shelf life?
A long time, I think.
Yeah, like Twinkies.
Like a Twinkie.
Twinkies have a 2-year shelf life.
It's like the same idea almost as a Twinkie, like the spongy outs. It's not
processed. No, it's gooey marshmallow.
It's just so fake. And you know I love candy and I love sugar, but them, it's just not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, it's like a crystallized sugar.
Yeah, it's just like a totally fake tasting, looking,
it's not,
feeling.
Right. I'd rather just have an actual marshmallow.
Yeah.
A melted marshmallow would be fine.
What would you prefer if you had the peep? Bunny or the...
No, I don't eat peeps.
Form.
No, I don't eat them. I haven't eaten them in years.
No,
that's
even
what I'm
color
saying.
Preference?
I'd rather have a chocolate bunny.
Oh, of course.
I asked the kiddos what was their favorite part of Easter, and the first girl that responded said chocolate. It's like, all right, we're on to something.
A hollow chocolate bunny or solid?
Well... Of course, you get more bang for your buck if it's solid, but it's also hard to eat.
It's true, yeah. To bite
it feels
into
like you leave teeth marks on the bunny when you try to eat it. Anyway, on that note, that's not what we've been talking about on this edition of the show, but just that I hope you had a great weekend. It's going to be a marvelous Monday, not a manic or moody Monday. No one needs a moody Monday, though. A lot of times we end up having moody Mondays. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. She is the queen of college basketball. Maybe she was the queen before we got to Sunday. But the attendance records, the tickets that cost $5,000 if you wanted to be close to the action, the viewership numbers on TV, in fact, nationally televised games, the buzz. It was all about Caitlin Clark and her pursuit of Pistol Pete Maravich.
So Clark, that was 17. Is the record setter going to be on a free throw? It is another chart topper for Caitlin Clark as she passes Pete Maravich as the all-time scoring leader, men or women, in NCAA history.
We have witnessed history, Rob. This is a moment. This is a moment.
From Learfield IMG inside the arena in Iowa City, man, the Hawkeyes fans traveled from near and far to see Caitlin Clark in her latest milestone. And I did call it a record on Twitter, but I've since kind of backpedaled from that and maybe amended it a little bit. This is not a record in that women's and men's scoring are combined, right? Women's college basketball records are separate from men's college basketball. Forget the eras. You can debate about the three-point shot and how many years Pete Maravich played and all that jazz. But there are other differences. For instance, he took 40-plus shots per game. She does not take nearly that many. She has the three-point shot. He did not. Anyway. But the record itself is when she passed Kelsey Plum. And then if you're going for major college scoring record, women's basketball scoring record, it was Lynette Woodard, who was in attendance in Iowa City yesterday. But forget whether or not it's a record in your mind. How about just the fact that among all the superstars that have played at the Division I level, Caitlin Clark has more points than anyone else, male or female. It doesn't need to be a record to be astounding. It doesn't need to be a record to be impressive. It doesn't need to be a record to be noteworthy. No, she's not playing against men, just like men don't play against women. The point is, no one has ever scored more points at the D1 level than Caitlin Clark. That's the part that you need to think about on this Monday morning. And she does it with such humility, flair, and boldness and confidence, yes. But she's patient. In the first quarter of this game against Ohio State, which, by the way, was a huge game for Iowa, also senior day, in the first quarter, she had more assists than she had open looks. She's as good a passer as she is a shooter. She's constantly launching lead passes down court for her teammates who are breaking away after a rebound. They've got it down to a science. And in the first quarter, she was setting up her teammates more than she was shooting. It's really impressive to watch. The way they share the basketball, the way they move the ball, and the way that she facilitates is just as impressive as the logo threes. And she did have a few deep threes in the first half. But ultimately, the points that she needed to pass Pistol Pete Maravich for most all-time in college hoops at this D1 level, those came on the free throw line. Which is kind of funny because she says Coach Lisa Bluder, the Iowa head coach, is probably really happy that it turned out that way.
She's always on me to get to the free throw line. Like, those are easy points. And, you know, we always want to get the other team in foul trouble. And I thought we did a good job of that today. They kind of battled foul trouble all day. And, but yeah, she's probably just glad I'm getting free easy points for us.
18 points in the first half, which is exactly what she needed. She finished with 35. Iowa got the win, avenging an earlier loss to Ohio State. And now you've got these two teams, Hawkeyes and Buckeyes, as the top seeds for the Big Ten Women's Tournament that begins next week. 3,685 points total, and she still got more games to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's awesome to see the reaction and to recognize that, women's basketball fan or not, maybe you've never watched a game before, or maybe this is the first time a lot of fans were watching women's basketball games. That's what she brings to the table. She plays with joy. She plays with pace. She obviously plays with incredible skill. And she plays with teammates that love her. I think it's a great point. Rebecca Lobo made this point in a column that I read. You never see her teammates bored, slumping their shoulders. They're not envious. At least they don't, and they don't appear to be. So if they are, they hide it well. Nah, they love playing with Caitlin, and she loves playing with them. And as much as the record, so passing Kelsey Plum and then passing Woodard and now getting past Pete Maravich, as much as these milestones and these moments have been the headlines, believe her when she says that her time at Iowa, which will end after this year, is not about the records and the personal attention.
Everything that's gone on the past couple weeks and even the past couple months, I feel like I'm so focused on helping this team win and be so great that it's like hard for me to wrap my head around everything that's going on. I think I'm just trying to soak in the moment. A record is a record. I don't want that to be the reason people remember me. I hope people remember me for the way I played with a smile on my face, my competitive fire. Sure, they can remember the wins, but also just like the fun me and my teammates had together. And I think like that's even the same for my teammates. Like, sure, we'll talk about great wins that we had and things like that, but it's all the other moments that mean the most to us, and I think the same should go for everyone else.
I hope it advances women's sports even more, but to me, you don't have to break a man's record to be recognized. You don't have to do that. You know, I think breaking Lynette's record was significant, and so to me, yeah, you know, I mean, I admire Pistol Pete, but at the same time, I just don't want that to be the bar for women's athletics.
I like what Lisa Bluder has to say. And after hearing her, it's kind of why I wanted to make that distinction. Because she's not competing with Pistol Pete or trying to surpass men's records. Pistol Pete is still the all-time D1 men's scoring leader. But the fact that she has more points than any other D1 college player, and some of those greats were in attendance, like her idol when she was a kid, Maya Moore. They're really cool photos that the Iowa Women's Basketball Twitter shared on their own account about the moment when Maya Moore greeted Caitlin Clark and Caitlin had a chance to talk with the player that she wanted to be when she was growing up.
I was just a young girl, and that's why I loved women's basketball. It was because of her and how good the links were, and obviously a lot of other people as well. But I wanted to be just like her. I thought I was going to go to UConn when I was growing up, but obviously that's not what happened. But, you know, and then obviously for her to be here and surprise me was pretty special. And I felt like I was that young girl again. And it's crazy how life can come full circle. And I think more than anything, like, she's just such a great role model, a great person, not only a great basketball player.
It's funny to hear Caitlin and actually our guest that we had from Iowa City earlier in the show. They talk about Maya Moore as a Minnesota Lynx legend, which I think more people will remember for what she did at UConn. I could be wrong. But yeah, the fact that Caitlin is only 22 years old, so her experience with Maya Moore was watching her play pro basketball, not at UConn. But the way that Caitlin handles the spotlight, the smile, the poise, the joy, as I say, also the humility. She's kind. She's generous with fans. Every single time there's a microphone in front of her face, she's thanking the fans for putting Iowa basketball on the map. Iowa women's basketball used to be huge, but she's kind of brought them back full circle. But she's always including family, teammates, fans as part of the equation. It's never just about Caitlin Clark. It could be. But it's not. She's growing the game. She's impacting the game because she doesn't make it all about her. But she recognizes, I think, the impact that their run to the championship game last year and these moments, she recognizes how good this is for the sport, and she wants to leave it better than when she found it. So that part's super cool. Now, we did have a TV reporter and anchor who was there on the court and has been for these women's basketball games at Iowa that are selling out. She said that a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was last month, when Caitlin was about to pass Kelsey Plum, that there were 150 media members in attendance. Trust me, as someone who has covered college basketball for decades, 150 media members for a women's game, that doesn't happen until you get to NCAA tournament. That doesn't happen until you get to the Final Four. 150 media, credentialed media, for a game a month ago, it doubled for yesterday's game in Iowa City. So a little bit of the perspective from our guest, as well as a little more from Caitlin herself on this momentous occasion. Such a cool afternoon. Even my mom was watching, which means that it's transcended sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Shall I take your order or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh yeah, sorry. I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Approaching 6 minutes left to go in the first. Here's Clark. Fires a deep three left wing. There it is. Not far from where she hit the record winner. The NCAA scoring record for women's basketball. Now 16 away, and it's all her. Quickly across the timeline. Pate, bounce pass in the corner to Marshall. She's on the left wing. Clark comes off a screen, fires a three-pointer. Left wing, count it. A three by Caitlin Clark. She has six. Clark hits it back from Stalky. Three, swish, right at the top of the key. Clark so good coming off those screens. And now Clark will try to answer for three and does right at the top of the key. 12 on four threes for Caitlin Clark.
It's been a lot, but this is what's so fun and so special, and like this is what we've built here, and these are the moments you dream of, and you know, obviously our fans were incredible. It kind of feels like you're living in a little bit of delusion because this is just so awesome, and to celebrate our seniors and, you know, four other people that have meant so much to me and given so much to this program, it's really awesome. And I felt like we played a very dominant basketball game. It felt like we were in control of the game the entire time. Even when they made shots, we always had an answer. I thought we handled their press well. You know, I thought we just played a really good, complete basketball game. Obviously, there's always ways we can improve, but it's special, obviously, with the people in the building, the fans that we have, College Game Day being here, being sold out, it being senior night. There's a lot to manage from all different areas, but I think our group is pretty mature in that area, and, you know, we've kind of balanced it for the last couple years, and it seemed to give us energy more than anything.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Caitlin Clark, 18 points in the first half against Ohio State, and the record if you want to call it that. She passes Pistol Pete with a pair of free throws, not even a second left on the clock in the second quarter. So congratulations to her, but even more so to women's basketball, this incredible superstar who has a lot of charisma and almost a magnetism. I think that's the word that the Iowa AD used that really appealed to me. Learfield IMG with the shots from the first half. What you hear behind her, just the incredible crowd, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Had a chance to talk to Chelsea Brown from KRCG in Iowa, and she was there on the court and has been for a lot of these big home games for the Hawkeyes. And I asked her, at what point did she feel like the country caught Caitlin Clark fever?
I think it was their run last year to the national championship game. Quite honestly, think that the country kind of fell in love with this Iowa women's basketball team. It was just so pure. They were so fun to watch on the court. I mean, the way that they moved the ball, they shared the ball, they have a superstar on their team. Quite honestly, last year, they gained so much attention, but this year, it is on a whole other level.
And how do you see not just Caitlin and Coach Lisa Bluter, but the rest of the team handle incredible attention? They are in the center ring of the circus.
They have so much poise. They talk about a lot their inner circle and how they kind of block out the noise. And that is so true. That's something that Coach Bluter has kind of preached throughout her tenure there, is just keeping everything within. And I think that has been the key to not only their success on the court, but then also just how they balance everything on the team. Obviously, Caitlin is a big, big name. But at the same time, Caitlin is the first person to attribute credit to her teammates. She likes to say that every time the light shines on her, it shines on the entire Iowa women's basketball team. And I think that's what you see right now.
And I love the fact that even in that first half, when we could see the countdown and we knew she was just 18 points away, she wasn't forcing shots. She wasn't trying to get her shot every time down the court. And she was content to pass to her teammates. You can tell that this is not just about Caitlin Clark. She doesn't want it to be just about her. No, it's about a team and it's about winning.
Right. And we were kind of all sitting there actually thinking too to ourselves, like, does she want to break it? Because she kept kind of feeding just these, you know, crisp passes to her teammates and they were sinking it. And it's like, well, if this is working, obviously she's not going to stop doing that. But then, of course, she did get her 18 before the half. But I just think that is Caitlin. That is her game. And not only does she, you know, make these logo threes, which are just incredible. They always say, you know, she's must-see TV. Maybe for the logo three, she's must-see TV to see how deep and how far she can hit it from. But I think when you see her passing in person, you kind of ask yourself, how did she do that? You know, how does she do that and do it so consistently as well?
3,685 career points now, the all-time Division I scoring leader in either men's or women's basketball. Who is Caitlin Clark when she's not on the court, though, Chelsea?
A normal 22-year-old college kid. I know that sounds very silly, but she is a very kind of lighthearted person. She's very fun. Her teammates always describe her as the goofy one, always cracking jokes. Just a couple weeks ago that, like, she's a 22-year-old kid who would love for her mom to come do her laundry some weekends and everything. She's very normal. She's very close with her family. But I just think that she knows she's a superstar. She understands the responsibility and the pressure that she has on herself. But it truly does not impact her as far as we can see.
Iowa has been known for its women's basketball for years. Lisa Bluter and Caitlin Clark, they talk about the tradition when they have the microphones in front of their faces. But this is a different type of attention. Why is Coach Bluter the right person to lead this team through all of this in a pursuit of a championship, but of course all the attention?
You're talking about an Iowa girl. She knows exactly how it feels to be Caitlin, to have a dream. She even said today that she always had a dream that her staff would fill Carver Hawkeye Arena with fans. You know, did she think that it was going to reach this scale? maybe not. But at the same time, Lisa is Iowa, through and through. And so why not? Why not have a person like her who is, too, such a great role model? She always says that she wants to inspire these women to do whatever they want to do in their lives, but she uses basketball for them to get there and for them to understand how they can get there.
What's the weakness or the Achilles heel for this team as they do pursue a championship?
I think sometimes when they don't share the ball, that's kind of when things seem to drop off maybe a little bit. Oftentimes when, you know, Caitlin's getting face guarded or something, they have to adjust. And when they adjust and when other players are contributing, other players are assisting, making buckets, you know, they're moving the ball, that's when they play their best, when they are kind of shut down in that regard. I think that's led to some of their losses this season. And even going back to their Ohio State loss in January, they just kind of let it up. You know, they were up by double digits and just let it up. Yes, of course, there are going to be runs to every basketball game, but at the same time, you can't let that get too deep and let that get in your head, and that's how you can avoid losing at the end of that.
Chelsea, you're an Iowa alum. What does it mean to you to cover this incredible stretch of history for a talent that's transcendent in Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, I find myself, especially at home games, just soaking it in, like looking up in the stands and seeing how there used to be these black curtains that basically hung. They hung down to kind of block out the fact that there weren't fans behind it, you know, to make it feel like it was a little bit more intimate of a setting. You don't have that anymore. So every single home game, I just kind of look around and I just see how filled the stands are, and to see just the level and interest that this team has grasped, the love that the country kind of has for them. I think that's probably the most special moment for me, is just kind of soaking in the growth, especially just when it comes to women's sports.
For sure. We even talked about how the Virginia women's basketball team just set an attendance record, most fans ever in an arena in the state of Virginia for a women's game, which is awesome. It's growing in all corners. South Carolina is part of that too. Just completed a second straight perfect regular season, ousted last year in the Final Four by Iowa and Caitlin Clark. But Dawn Staley's crew is on a mission. Want to get back to that Final Four and have another shot at a championship. So March Madness is coming. Selection Sunday, it's not even 2 weeks away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. It's our latest sports update. Oh no, it started to happen. It was a long weekend. I worked a lot of hours. I didn't sleep much. So, you know, the words are coming out a little.
I had enough.
It is a complete crap. That's actually how I feel about my talking ability.
Crap.
At this current moment. Why did they put me on a panel all by myself? I just want you to know, 3 hours of talking. It's like I did a talk show on Saturday.
It's a complete crap.
Thank you. Yeah.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of scrotus infernus. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus In Furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John Moisture Wicking Underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
Excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
It's exactly, Darko.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Second and goal, SC at the 1.5. Lake McCree in motion. Caleb runs around the left side. He'll walk into the end zone. And that's a touchdown, USC. The 59-yard pass from Caleb Williams to Taj Washington set him up at the 3. Caleb dances in for his 11th rushing touchdown of the year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You know, there's plenty of tape on Caleb Williams. That's actually the point he wanted to make when he was answering questions about why he decided not to throw in Indianapolis.
I didn't feel the need to go out and throw. I played around 30-some games, I believe. Go ahead and go watch real live ball of me and see how I am as a competitor.
Caleb had an answer for every question, and he handled every question that I heard with poise and with self-control. Because at one point, I think it was Friday morning, he steps to the microphone, he says good morning, and right away, are you afraid to compete? Some reporter doesn't identify himself, just yells out the question, are you afraid to compete? Crazy stuff. So I like the decision by his team to control the process as much as possible, to make sure that they do medicals personally with the teams that are really interested in drafting him, so that way he doesn't have to go through all 32, meaning he's exhausted, he spends hours at the hospital, he's up late nights, and then throwing in a controlled environment with his own receivers, guys with whom he's comfortable and he's familiar. In his case, he has nothing to gain. He's already likely to be the overall number one pick. What has he got to gain? He's not performing for all the teams out there. He's not trying to showcase himself for all 32 NFL teams. Nah, he's just appealing to the teams at the top who might make him their choice. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, named after the show, our YouTube channel as well. We podcast all of our interviews separately. So if you missed my conversation with longtime NFL agent, player rep, Kelly Masters, she joined me on Friday afternoon. I was filling in for Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio and asked her a bunch of questions about, you know, the combine, its format changing moving forward, but her recommendations to her clients, and her agency has a dozen clients who are likely to go in the draft. And so they are busy touting all those clients, meeting with teams. Excuse me. She's also got 4 free agents among her current players that are in the league, including one that went to the Super Bowl with the Niners. So she's really well-versed and well-entrenched. And yeah, it's a lot to keep up with. And the more that athletes can go direct to consumer, and by that I mean the more they can offer their product in private meetings or personal pro days, the more they're going to do that. And again, with the high profile prospects, there isn't any need for them to run through all the paces at the combine. There's really only going to be criticism. And I honestly think that this is an area where the NFL has only itself to blame. Of course, they want these guys to run or to throw or to answer questions, go through drills on the field at Indy. But the problem is you've turned this event into a behemoth where it's nationally televised. A lot of it's live on NFL Network. There are thousands of media people who are in attendance, GMs, coaches, scouts, They're all answering questions too. For a guy who's already at the top of the draft, who has nothing left to prove on the football field, what does he stand to benefit by putting himself in kind of situations where media are trying to trip him up, ask him stupid questions? You know, potentially he could be exhausted when he goes into interviews with teams, which I think he did do some team meetings. That would be the reason for him being there. But the NFL created this massive event that gets so much attention now and has so many people who are there that actually does benefit a lot of these guys to control the environment and wait until they can showcase themselves more personally in pro days or private workouts. In terms of the quarterbacks at the top, I don't know that the picture is taking shape. I wish that I did, but I really don't. I don't know that to be sure. Now, I think most people are secure in what the Chicago Bears are going to do, but they could end up pivoting, right? They could end up going a different direction. There's always that chance. By the way, this is Thursday night, and I was doing some early prep for Friday afternoon, and Jay and I were texting, and I sent Jay a text. Did you see the trade? I also sent it to the producer, Samter, for those of you who listen to Zach Gill, and to let him know that there was a big trade. And both Jay and Samter write back, I don't see it. And Mike follows it up with, but that doesn't mean it's not happening.
I checked every outlet I've ever searched before.
He was really kind. Jay just said, I don't see it. But I got duped by not just a fake Schefter, but a fake Rappaport. But I didn't put it on social. I wasn't on the air. But I'll admit, I was duped by these fake accounts who tweeted about a trade between the Bears and the Falcons sending Justin Fields to Atlanta. So again, thankfully I was not on the air. It didn't go any farther than two text messages, though I did out myself on Friday when I was talking about it. All that to say, be very careful what you believe, because these days, not only are there trolls who are attempting to insert themselves into the conversation and put fake news reports out there without the blue check marks, it's hard to decipher sometimes. But also, teams and agents are trying to drop fake news out there, leaks that will throw their opponents / competitors off the scent. So just be really careful what you read and what you absorb and what you believe and what you share.
I was going to say, if only there was some way we could distinguish between a verified account and not.
Huh. Well, even so, though, verified accounts weren't foolproof. But yes, at least it would help you identify people that the site itself had deemed worthy, right? And now it's just you buy it. You break it, you buy it. That's what Elon Musk has done. Break it and buy it. Or buy it and break it, and then in his case.
Just buy it.
So yeah, it's a mess. All I care about is getting rid of the porn bots. I don't care how many check marks. Just use the money you're making on check marks to get rid of the porn bots. All right, let's run through the draft order really quick because there's lots of speculation. Bears have that number one pick. Most people now believe that they will draft Caleb and trade Justin, but it remains to be done, right? It hasn't been done yet. Washington Commanders are at number two. Pretty much everything's changing, including quarterback. Oh my gosh. So they could end up adding a J.J. McCarthy if that's the direction they want to go. And then there's the New England Patriots, number three, which a lot of people aren't talking about. But Drake May had a meeting with the Pats because they're also checking out the QB options.
Really impressed with them. You know, Coach Mayo, you know, first congratulated him too. You know, come anytime a new head coach, you know, is a pretty cool experience. So just being in there and New England's, you know, obviously a great sports town and meet with them. So I thought it went well. I think, you know, New England's a great spot.
Arizona and Los Angeles, the Chargers, draft 4 and 5. And right now, for teams that might be desperate for a QB, maybe those are trade options. Right, so Arizona and Los Angeles are not drafting QBs. unless something goes horribly wrong. But they've got Kyler and they've got Justin and they're good. But I can imagine that their GMs are dangling these picks as possible trade bait so that they can maybe move down but stockpile some picks. The Giants are the talk of Indy because it looks like they will add a quarterback, but will it be free agency or will it be the draft? Then you've got the Atlanta Falcons at 8, the Bears again at 9, the Jets at 10. They've already told Zach Wilson, go be free, find yourself a new home. And so they could be drafting there too. And then the Vikings at 11, which is interesting. They're working on a Kirk Cousins deal. And Jason Light from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because they really want to keep Baker in the fold and not allow him to go somewhere else.
I'm not taking anybody anything for granted at all, because anything can happen, but usually, in I've been doing this, been our GM for 10 years, but I've been in the business for 30.
Yeah,
it's when a player really wants to be with the team, which we know, and when the team really wants a player, there's a way that you can make it work. You know, it usually happens, and we happen to have several of those situations going
that's
on.
That's pretty good. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
That's good news as you listen on SiriusXM NFL Radio to the Tampa GM, because both Baker and Mike Evans are free agents. So that's a big talk and probably some nerves there for Buccaneers fans until those deals get done. By the way, Denver drafts 12 and the Raiders 13. They could be options to move up or trying to move up to get a better quarterback because they both are needy. Talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.